Exclusive, Representative Ann Wagner, "We must stop the radical left's attack on the right to life." By Representative Ann Wagner, RMO, on April 15, 2021. There is a battle for life in this country, and there is an urgent need for people to fight for our most vulnerable. Radical Democrats are aggressively increasing their efforts to provide more opportunities for abortion services and increase resources for abortion providers like Planned Parenthood. They have completely abandoned the unborn children of our country and aren't even trying to hide it. In the 2020 presidential debates, the radical candidates, many of whom are now key members of the Biden administration, openly pushed to secure abortion as a human right. Radical socialist Bernie Sanders advocates for using abortion as a method of population control to combat climate change. Ilhan Omar, a member of the Squad, stands for taxpayer-funded abortions for illegal immigrants. The governor of Virginia publicly supported infanticide during a live radio interview. And in one of his first acts in office, Joe Biden reversed President Donald Trump's great work to protect our unborn children. The Biden administration is now pushing to legalize abortion nationwide without provisions to protect the mothers or their unborn babies. Washington liberals are increasing the threat to life at every stage for innocent unborn infants by pushing for abortion up until the moment of birth and even after. They have already rolled back and blocked protections for the most vulnerable to enshrine their radical policies into the fabric of our nation. Even worse, Democrats are pushing to repeal the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer-funded abortions. That's right. Democrats want to use your hard-earned tax dollars for abortion services. It's appalling and wrong. Missourians understand that all life, born and unborn, is a precious gift given by God. Now more than ever, we must fight for the right to life. It is time to stand up to Nancy Pelosi and the radical Democrats' lack of regard for human life and pass the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. The Born Alive Act is designed to give every newborn a fighting chance at life, no matter the circumstances. By providing resources and opportunities for women and their babies to be safe, empowered, and successful, this bill ensures that the most vulnerable among us receive essential protection when they need it the most. I am proud to work with my friends Steve Scalise and Kat Kamick to fight back against the radical left socialist agenda and take a stand that all life is God-given, sacred, and must be protected. Children are a precious gift who don't have a voice for themselves. We must be that voice. I am so grateful for the Christian conservative values that I have carried throughout my life. As a conservative woman, mother, and now grandmother, I will always fight to protect our unborn children, and I will never stop fighting until this bill is enshrined in law. Congresswoman Ann Wagner represents the 2nd Congressional District of Missouri. She introduced the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act in January.